Our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Frances, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Christmas time, obviously, here, and it is the Christmas season. People are filled with goodwill, and that is a wonderful thing, but you have some alternative things that people might not have thought of.
Just obvious, some things to think about.
We're also conscious of children having toys on Christmas morning, which is important.
But there's other things. But there are some other things to think about. If you're in a children may not be your forefront, you know, to give, and maybe have some other desires. We have our Senior Center Resource Center. They do Meals on Wheels, and you might want to consider donating some items to them.
What sort of items would Meals on Wheels need?
First of all, volunteers, absolutely,
okay.
Anytime,
right.
If you'd like to volunteer. But you can, like, toiletry items, snack things that the drivers can deliver in addition to. Warm socks during the winter time, chapstick and hand lotion, things like that are very, when seniors are on a limited budget, they may not have what we consider the money to spend on those, what we consider everyday items, but they're.
So the need may be not just for a meal and just also for the companionship, but some really basic little.
Absolutely, when seniors are on a fixed income.
Yeah, I understand.
Another thing to think about is the women in shelter this time of year.
Women in need.
Women in need. One of the things that they do is a mother's closet. So the children can come in and shop for their mom, pick out a gift, get to wrap it. And they do that primarily at Christmas time, but also for mom's birthday or Mother's Day, that kind of thing.
So these are items that would be donated to women in need for that particular purpose.
Correct. Those you'd want to consider new items, and think about a woman who may have left a situation where she's left all of her personal items behind, you know, pajamas, terry cloth robes, things for the house like towels and sheets and those kind of things that the kids can come and pick out and wrap for their moms.
Now, as we talk about these things, are these things that could they be brought to the United Way?
Absolutely. Anybody that would like to give in any way, feel free to give me a call or drop by our office. We are, in fact, in the office with the Senior Center Resources there on Lee Street.
Right.
So, but we will help you distribute whatever your desire is to meet.
And then now back to children, of course, and everyone, again, is conscious of children being visited by Santa Claus on Christmas morning. But you said there's some more basic needs that a lot of children have, too.
Sadly enough, some of our kids are worried about more basic things than just Santa Claus coming. Visiting with some of the school districts recently, we've talked about there are a lot of kids in Hunt County without utilities, and that may be electricity, that may be running water. I know that sounds like only happens in a third world country, but guess what? It's happening here close to home.
Well, we've had the course, not to be particular about it, but we had an apartment complex there was without electricity for
weeks. Yes, absolutely.
And
so if you consider those type of needs, and this is something that you can even take on the road with you. They're called homeless bags or blessing bags, and you put in them things like wet wipes, hand sanitizer, even some snacks and that kind of thing. Those kind of bags can be given to kids that are in the school district that can go home and kind of help fill a little need there.
And you could do that on your own, or as you say, you could bring things to the United Way.
Absolutely, yes.
We're talking with Frances Dalby, and Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, Clark Street Christian Church is giving a Christmas dinner, Christmas Day dinner.
Yes, they actually do this on Thanksgiving and Christmas every year. So this Thanksgiving, they fed over 500 meals, which is really kind of neat. Christmas, they feed a few less, but they're always looking for volunteers to help. They'll be serving the meal between 11 and 11:30. Since it is on a Sunday, they're going to go ahead and have church. So if anybody wants to come early and visit them on church, they can do that. But people to deliver meals on Christmas Day, if you'd like to do that, just show up at the church between 11 and 11:30.
And the Disabled American Veterans, there's a building on, Johnson Street, North
Johnson
Greenville.
Street, North Greenville. They have a building there, and the Disabled Veterans Association does a lot of support services for our veterans. But they have a building, and they meet regularly, and when someone has a need, they can come to that building, and they can help fill their needs. But that building is deteriorating, and so they have some needs for repairs, specifically an air conditioner before the summer comes. Mm. But they also one time a month go up to Bonham and visit with the veterans at the Bonham Hospital. They feed them a meal, take them toiletries and snack items as well. So I think you might be hearing a recurring theme in what I'm saying.
Right.
The toiletries and snack items are great for a lot of different entities.
Yeah. Francis, thanks for reminding us about all this, and Merry Christmas to you if we don't see you again.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Francis Dalby is the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.